Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Welcome to Zig Ziegler's Inspire Podcast. This is your host, Blake Lindsay. I hope you're enjoying a really good day. Today, Zig is going to share one of his more famous stories. For years, when he would travel all over the place, Zig would haul around an old-fashioned water pump. What a wonderful illustration for this story. In fact, you can hear that old water pump in this podcast. I'm going to turn it up with you so we can listen to Zig together. I'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Now, just as a matter of curiosity, how many of you have noticed this chrome-plated water pump sitting up here in the front of the room? Can I see your hands? But wonderful. About everybody here has already noticed that. You know, when I get aboard an aircraft carrying my pump, generally speaking, I'm the only passenger that has one. I assume by that pumps are getting scarce. I encourage you to invest in one. Well, this is an old-fashioned water pump. This pump I'm going to talk about now, and I want to say this, if you've missed about everything I've been talking about throughout the entire 18-tape series, if you will get all of the message of the pump, this alone will do you a tremendous amount of good in your personal, family, and business life. Got a couple of good friends down in South Alabama. Years ago, they lived there. Their names were Bernard Haygood and Jimmy Glenn. One day, they're out riding through the South Alabama foothills. It was a hot August day. And as they were riding along, Bernard was driving. They got awfully thirsty and saw this old abandoned farmhouse. And Bernard pulled in behind the farmhouse and looked over there. And sure enough, there was an old pump. And he hopped out of the car and ran over and he grabbed the handle of that pump and he started the pump. Just as a matter of curiosity, how many of you have ever used one of these old fat? Oh, look at that. That's man day. Well, he'd been pumping a few minutes and he said, "You know, Jimmy, you better get that old bucket over there and dip some water out of the creek. We're going to have to prime this pump a little bit." How many of you know what I'm talking about when I say prime the pump? Well, to prime the pump simply means you got to put something up here before you can expect to get anything out of the pump itself. That's really one of the stories of life, isn't it? So many people stand in front of the stove of life and they say, "Now, stove, you give me some heat, then I'll put the wood in you." So many times, the employee goes to the employer and says, "Give me a raise, and then I'll start coming to work on time. Give me a raise, and then I'll start doing what you've been paying me to do." So many times, the student goes to the teacher and said, "Teacher, if I flunk this course, my mama's going to skin me alive. Give me a passing grade this quarter, and I'll guarantee you next go around, I will really study." What they're really saying is, "Reward me, and then I'll perform." But that is not the way life works. Can't you just imagine an old farmer saying, "Lord, it's true I didn't plant a thing this year, but if you'll give me a big crop, Lord, next year I'll plant more than anybody in this whole county. I absolutely guarantee you that is not the way you work. First of all, you put something in before you can honestly expect to get something out." Well, it's August, it's hot, and old Bernard is working up a real sweat, you know, and he does a pumping away. And finally he says, "You know, Jimmy, I just don't believe it's any water down there." Jimmy said, Bernard, this is South Alabama. And in South Alabama, the wells are deep, and we're glad they are, because the deeper the well, the cooler, the cleaner, the sweeter, the pure, the better taste in the water. And, you know, old Bernard, with us are working, and he is sweating more and more. And how much pumping are you going to do for a drink of water? And finally he just threw up his hand. He said, "Jimmy, there just ain't any water down there." Jimmy said, "Don't stop, Bernard, don't stop, don't stop. If you do, the water goes all the way back down, and then you're going to have to start all over." We'll never know how much good work is lost because somebody doesn't do just a little bit more. How many times did we as students, when we were in school, we would be given a difficult problem, and we'd work on it, no results. We'd work on it, no results. We'd work on it, no results. And we'd go to the teacher and say, "Teacher, there's no solution to this problem. I mean, you've given us a phony here to test us." And the teacher just kind of smiled and said, "Give it another shot." And you gave it another shot. And all of a sudden, what had been such a mystery before becomes crystal clear. A lot of times, just a little more effort really is all that we need. One thing we do know, and that is that if we pump long enough and hard enough and enthusiastically enough, that eventually the effort is going to be followed with a reward, and the water will start to flow. And once that water starts to flow, all you need is a little good, steady effort, and you'll be getting rewards that are absolutely unbelievable. Have you ever noticed this? When things are bad, they get worse. When they're good, they get lots better. And it has nothing whatever to do with what's going on out there. It has everything to do with what's going on right here. You know what I love about this story? I love the story of the pump because it's the story of life. It has nothing to do with your age or education. Nothing to do with whether you're black or white. Nothing to do with whether you're male or female, old or young. Nothing to do with whether you're introvert, extrovert, educated or uneducated. It has everything to do with your God-given right as free people to work as long as you wish, as hard as you wish, and as enthusiastically as you wish to get the things out of life that you really do want. One of the basic problems is the fact that an awful lot of people, when they tackle a new project, they'll say, "Well, I'll just kind of give it a little try. I mean, if it works out, that'll be good. And if it doesn't work out, I mean, you know, that's okay too. I mean, nothing ventured, nothing gained." Well, let me tell you something. When you get into something, you need to really get after it until you get that water to flowing. Then that steady effort is what's going to make the big difference. One of the most debilitating things that can ever happen to a talented, educated, capable person is to get a job like those hamburger flippers we were talking about, get a job that is, quote, beneath them, and give it a half-hearted effort, and then get fired because they're not productive. "What do you mean firing me? I've got all of this education. I can do all of these things, you know. And why would you fire me?" Very simple. You were not productive. Now, what does that do to the individual? The story of the pump literally is the story of life. Now, this requires a tremendous amount of discipline. We've been talking about that throughout. It requires character. It requires persistence. Remember, I have used the example two or three times that 175 of the CEOs of the Fortune 500 companies are former United States Marines. They teach discipline and commitment in the military.
So what did you learn from the pump story? You know, putting 100% in everything you do is a great philosophy to succeed on. What do you need to do today to prime your pump? Or what do you need to do to put your best effort into the task set before you today? Think about it and then go do it. Until next week, this is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest. Ziegler. Inspiring true performance.